So I recently returned from a conference in Washington, D.C. for VA accredited agents and attorneys. Of course, one of the most commonly talked about topics was the PACT Act and the issues with it. And there seems to be a general consensus that the major issue with the PACT Act are the exams. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the VA PACT Act and the issues with its TARA exams. Let's get into it. Hi, I'm Edward Farmer. I'm a disabled veteran and a VA disability appeals attorney. I'm creating this podcast, VA Claims Made Easy, to help veterans navigate their own way through the VA disability system. Hi, everyone. Welcome to VA Made Easy. I'm VA accredited attorney and U.S. Army combat veteran Ed Farmer. So first, let's talk about what a TARA exam is. You've probably seen it in your decisions. You've probably been told you're going to a TARA exam. TARA stands for Toxic Exposure Risk Activity. So TARA is there to help veterans. It's supposed to be used for veterans who apply for some of the PACT Act's non-presumptive conditions to get a medical opinion to determine whether or not their condition is related to service. In other words, if the guy has a non-presumptive condition, the VA has to look at it through the lens of toxic exposure, which is great. And it does help a lot of guys who may not know their condition is related to toxins. The problem is the VA is being over-inclusive about it. Everything is a TARA exam now. I mean, I just had a guy denying needs. He said it's not related to toxic exposure. Yeah, no shit. Tinnitus, I've seen PTSD. Literally any claim you file now is being adjudicated as a toxic exposure or TARA claim. Problem is, it's just adding time onto guys' claims. It's forcing people to appeal. I mean, if you file for sleep apnea and it's clear you're saying, hey, the sleep apnea started in service. Here are some lay affidavits showing it started in service. This is not a toxic exposure case. Next thing you know, you get a toxic exposure exam. It's frustrating. There's a couple things you could do. One, you could try writing a letter to the VA clarifying what your theory of service connection is. Hey, this is not a toxic exposure exam. This is my theory of why this disability is related to my service. The problem with this route is the VA rarely reads that letter and makes the change before they actually schedule the exam. So in the past, I've suggested maybe not going to that exam if they're not asking the correct question. So if they're asking if your knee's related to toxic exposure and it's obviously from you jumping out of airplanes, I've suggested not going until they fix that question. It's a little bit risky. I wouldn't do that without the advice of an accredited representative. So that's not a very good option. Some people try to talk to the examiner and say, so I know you're looking at my tinnitus as secondary to toxic exposure because I read the exam request, but it's really from military noise exposure. Now, some examiners, they get how ridiculous this is, but sort of their hands are tied because they could only answer the question which the VA asked them. So that is not actually a good option either, really, unfortunately. And this is why this is such a big problem and why it pisses me off so much. When you fuck up the exam question, really, the only option is to wait to get a denial and file an appeal. Most of the time, if it's a matter of they're looking at the wrong theory of service connection, a higher level review will do. But if you need or have new evidence, a supplemental appeal would be also acceptable. I don't suggest a board route for an inadequate exam question. It would just take way too long and not get you very far. And we'll talk more about the board here in this video in a little bit. So you're probably thinking, how the hell do I know what question the VA is asking the examiner? Oh, good point. So if you have a representative and they have VBMS access or they have electronic access to your file, that is the best way. You could actually download the exact question they send to the examiner and also has a list of what they are looking at. Honestly, I'm not aware of another way to get the exam request, but you could try maybe talking nicely to QTC or LHI or whoever the contractor is, and maybe they'll tell you. You could also possibly call that 1-800 number, the 1-800-827-1000 VA hotline number, although half the time those folks don't know what they're talking about either. So getting an exam request could be a little bit tricky, but you'll know by the denial letter as well. It will say, we scheduled you for a TAR exam. So that is one way to figure out after the fact what the exam question was. All right, so they are just scheduling exam after exam after exam for anything. So that is one problem with the PACT Act. The second problem appears to be with the exam and the examiners themselves. So that last problem the VA is causing, and this problem is with the actual VA examiners. The exams are just bad. The examiners are spending 1 to 2 minutes with the veterans. The veterans aren't allowed to get out the information they deem important to their claim. They're not allowed to present new evidence. I actually had a client say that the exam location was dirty and it just had no business being a medical facility. Another The client actually was sent to a non-medical facility. She said it was just in somebody's house in the kitchen, which is really bizarre. So there are all sorts of issues with these exams. So, I mean, if you have actual complaints about the examiner or the location, or maybe they sent you way too far away, I'm going to post up here a few phone numbers for the customer service lines of the various vendors who perform these exams. So feel free to give them a call and complain about the quality of their examiners or the state of their exam room or whatever it may be. Just be aware, this isn't going to change your VA claim in any sort of way. This is just you trying to get maybe some better customer service for the next veteran who walks in there. So the exams, huge problem, too many of them. The ones they are holding are inadequate, bad facilities, scheduling too far away. And the Board of Veterans Appeals is aware of these. At least they're aware of the inadequacy of the exams. I'll post a chart showing that most of the board remands have been because of exam issues. Maybe they're inadequate exam or inadequate opinions, not having an exam at all. These are all issues that the board is remanding for on a very high basis. And trust me, you don't want to wait years and years to go to the board just to get a remand. So that's why I said that is not a good option. A board remand just to get you a new exam, that's just tacked additional year on the 3-year wait for the board. So why do we care about this? Why do we care that the VA is scheduling unnecessary exams? Well, I mean, the biggest thing is unnecessarily delaying claims. Hey, listen, we don't want you to look at my knee for toxic exposure. That's obvious, VA. I want you to look at it because I heard it running while doing PT. I mean, these are stupid errors they're making. It's just tacking on more and more time. The VA's goal when they passed the AMA in 2017 was 125 days to make a decision on an appeal. Well, I mean, that time is going to double or triple if you keep having to appeal because the VA keeps fucking up the exam request, or the examiner just doesn't give a shit and gives you, the world's worst CMP exam and a crappy opinion. So it's not helping the system, and that's why we care. We got to fix it. So what is being done? There's a bill, and I'll post a link to the bill. Senate Bill 2718, Medical Disability Exam Improvement Act of 2023. So what is this supposed to do? Well, it's supposed to improve exams in rural areas, improve training for processing, training on exam adequacy or necessity, determining if an exam is not adequate or necessary. So hopefully cutting back on some of that unnecessary exams. So post in the comments, guys. Tell me what you think about these problems. Have you experienced these personally? Tell me what you think about this new bill. You think this is actually going to change anything? I mean, who knows? Everyone, those exam companies, I don't know, are they motivated by money? I don't know. I love to hear your comments. Keep watching, keep liking, keep subscribing. And remember, you guys have the power to change your VA. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I hope this was helpful in navigating the VA disability system. Please continue to follow me and listen for further help. If you guys have a particular issue or story you would like to share, it may help others who have a similar problem. Feel free to reach out to me and we can talk about sharing your issue or problem on the next show. And if you need some additional help, visit my website, vamadeeasy.com.